You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, brought to you by themortgagewarrior.com. Use home equity to reduce stress today. Call Steve at themortgagewarrior.com. It could save you thousands.
Never filtered, always fun. This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog.
That's mail it in Friday.
I called in sick. I don't work in the rain.
Well, I kind of mailed that in.
You can't deliver mail?
Why not?
Yeah, whatever.
I guess you're right. It's just walking around and putting it in the boxes.
It's Mail It In Friday.
Shut up and drive.
On TSN 1050, the voice of Toronto sports.
Well, it's supposed to be Mail It In Friday, but I don't think it's really been Mail It In Friday at all. It's been getting contentious in here at times, and there's been some hot takes.
Wow, yeah.
They've been talking politics a little bit.
That's the thing.
Pats and Brady's. And
no more politics.
No more politics for you?
That's not my thing. And I just, let's talk sports. And I know, and our heart goes out to people that are struggling, but let's talk sports. That's where our wheelhouse is.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I know, and
the reason it came up,
creep in,
it came up because it's a big part of the conversation right now, the fact that the Pats, Brady, Kraft, Belichick so affiliated with Trump and how people react. And I just referenced a story that I was reading yesterday that there are some Pats fans who have apparently decided that they're not going to be fans anymore. And listen, you're entitled to your own opinion. You can choose to do whatever you want. But I was just arguing, and I would argue that you're probably focusing your disappointment, your rage in the wrong spot.
Right.
Like, if you hate on Trump, hate on Trump. But if Brady was a friend of his before he became president, and you're going to hold that against Brady, I think you're just looking for problems. You're looking for guys that you're going to turn on. And the fact is, you can find that in pretty much anybody.
Right.
Anybody you want to support, you can find a reason not to support them pretty quickly.
Yep. And that's a fair
comment. And that's
where
we're at right now. But
that's
anyway,
as far
Super
as
Bowl
I'm going,
51.
I'm out.
You're recusing yourself in the situation.
It's not. I think I love talking sports and stuff that are closer in my wheelhouse.
Do you want to see Brady win?
I do because I want to see Goodell have to deal with the whole situation.
So it's from a.
It's just
a
from a storyline standpoint. Yeah, of course. Because I'd like to see Goodell pretend as if he's comfortable up there handing the Lombardi trophy over to Brady, because I don't think he will be.
Would it be like the John Scott
way worse
Bettman kind of interaction when Scott won the MVP of the All-Star game?
That was pretty awkward, but
this is more awkward. This is like personal. I don't know. Would they shake hands? I guess they probably would.
I'd love to see Goodell go in for the handshake and Brady gives him like
the too cool,
the fake,
yeah,
and then the hair. That would be
outstanding. Fake handshake.
Imagine that.
You think he would do that? He just won the Super Bowl. He's going to troll the commissioner?
No, but I think he legitimately has beef with the commissioner. I feel like, and he should.
Yeah.
Goodell went so hard but after this situation where he's let other ones slide.
What if he just suckered him then? That's it. I'm done. I'm done my career. I'm just going to knock the guy out.
Wouldn't that be a mic drop? Guy wins his fifth Super Bowl, wins the MVP, and then lays out Goodell and walks off the field.
Thanks, Raj. See ya.
Wow, would that get people buzzing?
Well, this whatever Brady does, and the Patriots seem to get people buzzing anyways.
Well, that's true.
So
that's a very good point.
I would love to see Belichick smile and get fired up because he
probably not going to.
But it comes back to the conversation we were having, Jonas, about public perception and personal perception. It seems to me that Belichick is a good guy away from the field.
People say he's like funny and like interesting.
But you never see that, right? And Daryl Sutter is the exact same
way.
But
he's funny in public a little bit too.
Daryl's sarcastic.
Maybe not on purpose.
Yeah, right. See, I don't think it's on purpose. Sutter isn't doing it on purpose.
It's just the way he talks, I think.
Which Belichick, it could be humorous as well to see him act like a pod up there on
like
the podium.
Like we run to Cincinnati.
Yeah, and somehow he deals with it and handles it and
yeah, just moves on.
Anyway, Duffy will join us in a few minutes. He's down there in Houston with the panel ahead of Super Bowl 51. But the Maple Leafs are back in action tomorrow night. And Babcock was saying today, you know, it's going to be kind of like a playoff game tomorrow night because the Leafs are 3 points back at Boston, but they have five games in hand. So this is a big game. You can either go a point back with five games in hand or five back with five games in hand. And Florida, they had big news today. Right. Barkov and Huberto both cleared to play. I was shocked when I heard that news. I didn't see that coming this soon.
They were skating full the other day when I was there on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So you kind of felt like it was around. Maybe they said, you know, both back on the weekend type of thing.
I thought Huberto was out until March, and then all of a sudden it's early Feb and the guy's back. But Florida's right there, right? Like this recent slide, the Leafs are 2-4-1 in their past seven. They've allowed Florida to kind of catch up to them a little bit here. They have a couple of games in hand on Florida, but the Panthers are only a point back. So, you know, every game's going to be important. Wow. And at this point, this is new territory for this team because they're in the midst of a three-game slump. They've been just laid out the past two games. They got smoked in Dallas, smoked last night in St. Louis. We're not even close to picking up points in either game. And they're in a playoff pursuit as a young team with a number one goalie who's never truly been the number one. If Freddie had issues, John Gibson plays tomorrow night. McElhinney's not playing tomorrow night. No one's bailing out Freddie Anderson.
Right.
He's going to have to play 28 in the next 33 games, and he better play better than he has been recently.
Is there anyone beyond Frederick Anderson that you'd be, I don't know, you'll keep a close watch on in the second half? Like, is it just the young guys because, like Brian said, they haven't done it before, we don't know what to expect? Or are we past that point where you can just say, eh?
Well, I think you could look at it both ways. I mean, the young guys, again, we have no sample size. We have no data to know how Auston Matthews is going to handle this, how Marner is going to handle this. We do have that kind of material when it comes to the veteran players who have been a part of meltdown.
But see, that usually never matters. Like, it doesn't – we can't look back at Kadri's second half, let's say last year, and say, well, because he had a bad second half. I don't even know if he did. I don't think he did. But because he had a bad second half last year, well, he's going to have a bad second half this year. Like, I don't even think there's correlation between past years.
But you didn't ask to predict what was going to happen. You asked what you're going to focus on.
Yeah.
And I would focus on that because if Tyler Bozak decides check, please, for like the fifth year in a row over the final 30 games, I would say that's a bit of an issue and something that he should be criticized for. If Gardner... He tails off, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, you were in Boston that night. You were there when Randy got fired. Right. You were there when Horacek was a disaster.
We're still linking all that stuff?
Well, I absolutely. I think you have to.
Well, here's...
Those guys have to prove, as much as the rookies do, that they're not going to buckle. Because everything I've seen out of those guys when the going gets tough is that they failed. You can't forget about the past.
That's hard, man, to connect it.
But they were tied to a different core. Yeah. That's the only thing, I guess, where you're arguing.
Yeah.
Okay, here's but individually, though.
Yeah, and here's the thing I would focus on for me personally is the same storylines I had at the start of the season. How's Anderson going to handle his consistency down the stretch? Morgan Rielly is interesting for me because this is his first year as the top dog back there. And there's been some bumps in the road. Obviously, him being injured, coming back off an injury, not going to judge right away. But there's a lot of people in the league that talk about Morgan Rielly outside of Toronto and ask if he is a true number one or is he a top pairing guy.
It's fascinating. I don't know.
See, that's the thing. If I
But he's like 23, 22, 4 years in. Like,
yeah, I think he's 23. I will look right now. But it's interesting because when you're caught in the bubble and you watch him every night, he's skating, he offensively he's got some flair, he's got kind of the whole package.
Yeah.
But then when you talk to people in different markets, they say, yeah, you know what, he's a good player, top pairing guy, but not that alpha dog.
What's a number one D? Wouldn't we say it's like a game changer to a degree? Is he that?
But not every team has that. That's the problem.
But that's what we're saying. Like, we're saying like elite number one D. We're talking Carlson. We're talking Burns. We're talking Doughty.
Yeah.
They change games. Is he that? Right. Like, and maybe that, I don't know. I think is that even the definition? I don't know.
But that's, it's a good start with a definition. Absolutely. Is he a guy who plays all your toughest minutes, is trusted in every situation, and not only just to do that,
But do it well.
Not just, hey, I can handle this minutes. I can do all of this. To your point, is he a game changer? Is he have the ability to grab his team and run with it?
I don't know.
So answering those types of questions is what I'm focused on down the stretch. Because we know we've got say we. Toronto knows they've got a number one centerman. It's just getting him more experience. I would argue that if you believe Morgan Riley's that number one defenseman or top pairing, getting him more experience. Where's Jake Gardner fall and the number one goaltender? Kind of that spine. And those are the answers I want to see, because if we're asking them, guaranteed Lou and Shanny are in their meetings are saying, how do we make this team better if we believe this is what we have? We
well,
have
but that gets back to what my point was. I think you still have to see it out of the veteran guys that have been here for a lot of problems.
Yeah, or else they're not going to be here long.
That's my point. Like, don't you think James Van Riemsdyk, who's looking for a contract after next year, if he has a horrible final 33 games, all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, that guy was in Boston. That guy was, like, how do you not connect those dots if you're being a management type and trying to evaluate what you
but
have and whether or not you can put faith in them in the most, you know, high-intensity moments.
But are those guys long-term pieces? I don't think they are. Are they?
Well, Kadri is.
No, but
Jake Gardner is.
Yeah, but see, even the Kadri thing is not fair because that was like a couple years ago. When he's younger, he's not as good.
Okay, well, you can't change the narrative all the time. I mean,
right. That's what it is, a narrative.
We'll go back to it. Anyway. We've got to bring in JD.
Yeah, Duthie's down there. He's really happy to be working with this new panel. We talked about that yesterday when we had McKenzie in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a lot happier with these guys.
But there's not much stress or what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, let's ask him. James Duthie joining us now live from Houston. You seem very happy to be down there, JD.
Yeah, I get sick of my hockey punk, you know.
Right.
Yeah, no O-Dog attitude. All O-Dog does is text me about buying him. He does this every year, too. I go to the Super Bowl, and I'll, like, put a picture or something of, like, Tom Brady or see something on TV. Like, Tom Brady will be wearing something, and he'll say, get me that. So, like, an hour ago, I'm in the store downtown. I sent him a picture of a sweatshirt. I said, $250. I'm standing by it. So I wait for his text for a few minutes, nothing. So I'm in an Uber X with my producer, Dennis, and my lovely Uber driver, Jennifer, in our Nissan Sentra. And he just texted me 2 minutes ago and says, yeah, get me the Patriots one. Yeah, I'm standing in the store for 90 minutes waiting for you to come back to me.
And the thing is he did that to me to the All-Star. He does it to me all the time. All-Star weekend, get me a hoodie there. Walked around, got a hoodie, and he'll never pay you back either. Nothing but money, but he'll never pay you back.
No, he asked Trent Dilfer.
Not just that, but he texted me, and I said, I came back, when he first texted me and said, get me this, like the Tom Brady sweatshirt, I came back with, I'll see what I can do. And he came back with, you're the worst famous friend I know.
The guilt trip.
It's so true. And Jonas brings up a good point. We had Dilfer on Tuesday. Dilfer's down there in Houston. We've never met Dilfer.
Yeah.
We talked to him once a week for like 10 minutes. I was asking him to like find a way to get.
What, a hat?
These team-owned.
That took up half
sweatshirts
the interview.
And, yeah. Oh, trying to, like, barter with
Does he have
Dilfer.
A memorabilia shop that we're unaware of?
I don't know, man. Because, like, he did that to me even a couple of days ago. The Raptors sent up a T-shirt that they have that I guess is going to be available to a bunch of fans. And I hadn't even tried it on. I just opened it up. I'm like, oh, it might be too big. He goes, well, give it to me. I'm like, well, I haven't tried it on. And then he gets mad at me because I didn't just hand it over.
My own children. You know, children are by nature greedy. And I text my children, and they're like, yeah, Dad, if you have time, get me something, but don't worry about it. And here's this rich, grown man saying, get me this sweatshirt.
At all costs. Go back if you have to.
Duthie, you want to, since we're on the topic of our buddy Jeff O'Neill and the trail of annoyance that can sometimes follow him around, I don't know if you're familiar with what went down last night, but the Blues pushed the start of the game from 7 local time to 8 local time, which would be 9 local time at the studios in Toronto.
Yes.
And then because they were retiring a number last night.
Yeah, Bob Plagers.
It kept getting pushed back. So I'm watching.
Did he even stick around?
Oh,
did he
dude,
even stick around?
He had to. I'm sure he was told, like, you're here. You've got to be a part of the panel. But they kept pushing it back. And I could see steam coming out of his ear. I could see it. Like, you could physically watch this guy having a conniption on the panel because Andy kept saying, oh, it's push back another 5 minutes, push back another 5 minutes. And you can just watch. You could pick up on how aggravated he was. So you missed out on that last night.
You don't know how thankful I am, though, that you've made my day by telling me this, because I wouldn't be much different from O-Dog on that. If I get pushed back from my normal start time. roll that way.
No, it's not fun. I hear you. Anyway, I got some props I want to throw at you because you're down there.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of our inside man. You've got a read on on how this is going to play out.
And if not, I'll just go to Jennifer, my UberX driver, because she's, you know, she knows the town.
She'll hook you up. There you go.
She's got to have insight.
Falcons, Patriots, this Sunday on CTV. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. How many times will the word or the name Trump be said on TV during the broadcast? The over-under online is 1.5. Are you going over or under 1.5?
Are we now, again, this is a broadcast question, but are we talking pregame included, or what is the rule here from the time the guys...
I don't know. Yeah. Vegas doesn't really specify. It just says how many times will Trump be said on TV during the broadcast. Let's say during the game.
I'm going to go over. If you count the halftime, I'm still going to say, I mean, obviously they're going to avoid the crap, but I think somehow all it takes is one sentence to say it twice. I'm going to go over.
Odds on the first Deflategate reference by Buck and Aikman. Heavy favorite first quarter.
Yeah, I'm going to go first quarter.
You think it'll come up early?
I'm going to go before the first TV timeout.
Yeah, that seems like a lock to me. I think Deflategate's going
to
come up
pretty
quickly.
Does he have to say Deflategate, or is it just going to be a reference to the suspension or whatever?
Just a reference to anything Deflategate.
Yeah, that's a lock. I'm putting my first child and my mortgage down on that one.
I'm with you. I'm early into the broadcast.
I don't like the first kid that much.
Okay. Odds Lady Gaga, or whatever the hell her name is, wears an outfit that quote-unquote breaks Twitter. It's 1-3, so that's a heavy, heavy favorite. What are you expecting out of Gaga on Sunday?
Well, you see, I mean, that's a tricky question because I think, you know, the halftime show breaks Twitter even if it sucks. So I think that they'll probably, in the Goodell world, I don't think it's going to be meat dress territory. So I don't think it's going to be shocking by a Lady Gaga standard, but I still think Twitter will freak out no matter what it is.
Okay, so you put some money down on that?
So I don't know what I really ducked that one tonight.
I was going to say, I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay, if you say breaks Twitter, I got to say.
That's subjective, too.
No matter what she does, Lady Gaga will break Twitter.
Right, so, it's a good point. Like, who is determining a broken Twitter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, if she came out in, like, jeans and a sweatshirt, it would still break Twitter, right? That's
I guess so,
the nature of the business.
Yeah, like, because, like, I think of her, like, I know there's a bunch of props, like, will she have cleavage and all that, and I'd put money down on that. But I guess the reverse could break Twitter, too. She comes out in, like, a parka. That would break Twitter, I would think.
She would come out.
You know, it's actually one of the more fascinating things in the game, because Lady Gaga has kind of really toned it down the last couple of years. She's gone much more mainstream than the early days when she was... when she come out in the egg and the meat dress and all those things. So is this a moment where, you know, she just accepts being loved by middle-class America, or does she go back to old school Lady Gaga and try and shock the world? And that's an interesting prop bet. So, and I don't know where to go on that.
I could see her coming out in like cold cuts or something like that. Like
she did that
turkey
already.
Dress or M&Ms made of a dress made of M&Ms.
A little strategically placed pepperoni, and that's it.
Yeah, like it just. She is that shock type of celebrity,
but she is. Yeah. I mean, like Duffy said, she's.
Now you got to sign contracts in the Super Bowl. I don't think it'll be too crazy, but I think she'll do something, some sort of statement. It'll be some sort of Trump thing or. There'll be something in there, but I don't think it'll be, you know, crazy nutty.
That's what I'm wondering if the political angle comes out. Like, I could see that potentially, like a quick speech right before, after, during.
Do you think Trump will tweet about the halftime show? That should be a bet.
If she takes a shot at him.
Yeah.
It'll be the next morning, 4 a.m., disappointed to see the failing Lady Gaga. Failing
Sad.
His favorite word, yeah, the failing New York Times, the failing Lady Gaga.
Right.
Yeah, he loves a troll on
it's
Twitter.
It's a great point. 12 hours after the event, it'll be sad. Still be sad at 3:30 in the morning. All right, final prop bet before we get to some other stuff here. If the Patriots win, will Brady, Belichick, or Robert Kraft be seen shaking Goodell's hand on TV? Yes is going off at -180, so that's a big favorite. No at +140.
You see, I have to watch these presentations to see if there are usually handshakes. Maybe there aren't. if I watched the presentations and they were all handshakes every year, then I would go for, yes, there'll be a handshake. It'll be a courteous, because I know that those people, hold on, as I say, Jennifer, fantastic job, 5 stars all the way. Jennifer's 4.9, but she's going to get a 5 from me.
Attaboy.
She's getting out of the car. So, excellent job in Houston traffic. You know, so if, you know, I don't know, in usual time, do they just hand over the trophy and that's it, or is there usually a handshake? Because I think that Brady, Belichick, they all try to ignore the controversy. That's their go-to thing. And so I don't think there's going to be any moment whatsoever. I don't think it'll be niceties by any stretch of the imagination, but I think Tom Brady, Belichick, and even Kraft will want to avoid, you know, any sort of scene. They just want to soak up the victory. They don't want... They can give Goodell the crap later, but they don't. No one's going to make any snarky face or anything like that. So I guess I've answered the question. I'm going to go no on the handshake, but I need to study some YouTube film tonight.
Oh, I think the yes is the lock of the century. I think it's the lock of the century because...
Yes, of it, yes, a handshake?
Yes, absolutely, if they win. Because you know the cameras, they're not going to commercial when Goodell is in the same vicinity as any of these guys. So the cameras are going to be on it. So you can bank on that. And I think it's in the best interest of Roger Goodell. He can't act like a clown here and be like, you know, no, sorry, whatever, here's your trophy and walk the other way. He's going to go out of his way.
Hold on. Yes. I want to talk pure logistics here, okay? Pure logistics.
Yeah, go ahead.
The commissioner holds the trophy with two hands.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's Tom Brady next to him, and then the other two are further away. The commissioner hands the trophy to Brady, so there's no potential of a handshake. Brady immediately hoists the trophy in the air. He has no potential for a handshake. I don't think that the commission is going to reach around, front, or back of Brady to do another handshake. I got to libero this, Noodles.
Yeah.
Now your listeners
we'll
have no idea
down.
What I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, we'll listen, it's one hell of a breakdown, buddy. I got to give you credit. It's a 5-star breakdown.
Wait a second. Does he say anything? Like, does Roger have to say something? Does he have to say, like, congratulations to the New England Patriots, great job?
He'll say something.
What will he say?
Well, I think he'll say that. Goodell's not going to – he wants this to go away. Roger Goodell, it's not in his best interest to allow people to believe that there truly is a hatred between these two parties. He has got to be a bigger man. He's got to act presidential here. He's going to go out of his way to do whatever he would in any situation like this. He's right. going to treat them like every other team in the league. But I also think, again, this will be a big moment for Goodell if the Patriots win for him to try to put that to bed. And I think he will be seen reaching out the hand. And if he reaches out the hand, they're not going to play Joe Cool. They're not going to.
No,
they got to extend the handshake, right?
But I still think that I've blown this open with the two hands on the trophy.
It's
thing.
A
I
very
don't
think good
it's
point.
Happen. Yeah. I'm going no.
Okay. Anyway, CTV on Sunday. You can hear the game right here on TSN 1050. And I hope it's going to be a good game.
Too. I was there presenting the Grey Cup trophy. There was no handshake between. The commissioner of the CFL, Jeffrey Orange, and Ottawa Red Blacks head coach Rick Campbell. I witnessed it. I was right there. There was no hands. They were all on the trophy.
Okay.
That's my experience.
Well, you've got the inside then. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're onto something. It should be
CTV,
a fun game.
TSN. The commercials are all on YouTube, folks.
That's
okay?
right.
It's over. It's not 1985 anymore. Okay? Support your Canadian networks. Thank
Good
you.
Man.
Good night, everybody.
All right, buddy. We'll see you on Sunday.
Okay.
Thanks for doing this.
No worries.
Say hi to Jennifer for us.
I love Jennifer. She was amazing.
Okay.
The Nissan Sentra is an underrated vehicle to be passengered in.
I agree. And get O-Dog that swag.
That's not happening.
All right, buddy. Enjoy it. Thank you for this.
Okay, guys.
There's James Duffy of the panel down there at the Super Bowl.
I can't believe he asked for swag from everyone.
I can.
He's done that to me a few times. I had an NHL Network thing. In like an outdoor game, the San Jose LA game, at in San Francisco, he sent me a note like, "Give me one of those coats." I'm like, "Where am I going to get a coat?"
Could you imagine his response if you asked him for that too? there isn't a chance in the world you would.
That would be a flush.
The next assignment he has, you got to give that a shot and see what happens.
Thing is, he doesn't go on assignment. He doesn't do anything.
Okay, so where was he the other day? The World Juniors.
Yeah, right?
In
we should have written. Grab me a jersey.
Yeah, grab me a Canadian jersey.
Not a chance he would have done that. He would have said, "Dude, I don't know how to do it. What do you want me to do?"
Give me a Slovakian jersey. get me the Slovakian jersey, the captain's jersey.
Right.
Like something obscure. He would just flush it and pretend that he didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. Or he'd just say, no, I'm not doing that.
I got him a hoodie from the All-Star game.
You actually did that?
They didn't have one for sale there, so I went to the King's store. Had to walk all the way around the building, went in the King's store. Our producer, Kyle Lawson, was with me. We were walking around trying to find this stupid thing for this hoodie.
He wears suits every day. Why would he even need a hoodie?
I don't know.
I've never seen him in a hoodie before.
He said, get me a hoodie from the All-Star game. I said, what type of hoodie? I don't care. I just want one. That's what he said.
Now he's all about sentimental value at the 100th anniversary All-Star game in L.A.
Either way, ended up getting it. And the worst part is it wouldn't really fit into my suit bag. So I had to jam it in there, and then I was having a tough time carrying my suit bag because this thick hoodie.
Well, isn't there like an do we have a rule for society what you can ask someone to bring back? Like, isn't that pushing to, like, right
on
the border?
Pushing the friend's limit there?
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, an I Love New York
t-shirt. Like, it's a little shot glass. That's okay.
Yeah. Something from Planet Hollywood or Starbucks mug or something you're fine with, but... Like a hoodie that's pretty thick.
If it throws out your packing routine, like throws it completely out of whack.
Yeah.
No way.
I'm an efficient packer, so there's not a lot of wiggle room for anything.
No.
I dragged that thing from L.A.
You're a good friend.
Yeah, I was a good friend. Still haven't received the funds, though.
He better wear that thing, too. I'll guarantee he's going to give it to a friend. That's what he's going to do. That's what he does with everything. It's like, give it to me, because I'll give it to a buddy. It's like, well, what do you want it for?
He's a generous guy.
He's a re-gifter, I guess, is what you're saying.
He's a re-gifter, but he is a generous guy. Like, I'm teasing him, but he's a man of the people when it comes to re-gifting or giving things
right,
away.
Exactly. Anyway, future headlines brought to you by 2-for-1 Pizza, still to come. 3 stars, best bets later in the hour. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050. All right, Future Headlines is brought to you by 2-for-1 Pizza. Tweet us every Friday at Overdrive 1050 or text us 105050, your most outrageous Future Headlines, for your chance to win free pizza courtesy of 2-for-1 Pizza. You guys know the way this works. You want to hit the intro and get rocking?
Let's do it.
Austin Matthews, 4 goals! Do you believe this?
Or...
Shifts were too long. Got caught out tired, turned the puck over, dug it out of our net.
Or...
Patterson with the electrifying throwdown!
Or...
Everybody wants to get paid, you know, and I'm one of those guys included.
Overdrive, Future Headlines.
All right, boys, you know the way this works. Every Friday, we look ahead to usually Sunday morning, maybe Monday morning. Sometimes we look even beyond that.
Yeah.
What the future headlines are going to be like in the daily papers. So we got a bunch of options with a big weekend on tap, and usually the O-Dog is in here actually kind of running the show, but with his absence, I guess I'll take over.
Yeah, take over.
Lady Gaga causes a stir by making an anti-Trump statement during the halftime show, or the NFL puts a muzzle on Gaga as she performs without any political mention.
I'm saying muzzle. That would be... Going into it, a contract that had to have been signed.
You think?
I think so.
Especially with how polarizing everything is right now.
But she can be sneaky about it and just talk about unity. And
you're right. Which is
respect for others. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count in terms of our little game here.
What I'm saying is, I think the NFL is going to do everything they can. You perform everything, but no talk. Go up and sing, and that's it.
You're right, but you want to talk about causing a stir. Imagine they cut her mic.
Well, remember...
Like, what would happen if that went down?
Do you remember the George Bush doesn't care about black people, like Kanye West? That's not out of the realm of possibility. They weren't planning for that. Like, remember Myers' face?
Mike Myers definitely wasn't planning for that. Mike Myers was like, get me the hell out of here now. He was not in a good spot.
I think she will go.
I kind of feel like she's going to stir it up here a little bit, to be honest.
Personally, but I think the NFL is doing everything they can to make sure she's not going to.
Right, but at some point you have to turn the mic over. And, I mean, Lady Gaga doesn't care, like, if she never works another Super Bowl. I got a feeling something's going to happen here.
Yeah?
I don't think it's going to be outrageous. I don't think it's going to be something like that has the whole world just in shock and awe. But I could see a comment or two that has a political slant and will be directed at the White House. That's that's where I'm at. Jonas?
I think that's exactly... She'll do something. Okay. You can't pass up this opportunity if you're her.
It's a big one. Belichick solidifies his legacy as the greatest coach in history by shutting down the Falcons' red-hot offense, or Matty Ice completes a dream season by carving up the Pats D en route to his first Super Bowl MVP.
I'm going Belichick.
I thought you might.
You knew where I was going.
Big Pats fan.
For a year.
Die hard.
Like I openly admit it.
Yes,
like it's
you
not like I'm not this fair way. I started following him at the start of the year. I'm going to see this through.
I will agree with you. I think it is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be happy to see like Brady win 5, Belichick win 5. Like, I don't know. I kind of like to see great teams stay great and kind of like we get to be part of history. You know what I mean?
I totally understand what you're saying. I'm in the same boat. I want to believe the Falcons can make this a game.
Yeah.
I want to believe that, but I have too much faith in New England. You see what New England did a few weeks ago where they covered the number. They beat Houston by 18, and people at that point were poking holes in them. I told you they're a flawed team. They won by 18 points, and then the next week they dismantled Pittsburgh.
Right.
Dismantled Pittsburgh. Now, to be fair, the Falcons did the same thing against the Packers, and Falcons did the same thing against Seattle. They're a really good team, high octane offense. But I'll put my faith in Belichick. You give him 2 weeks to break down the tape, I think he'll find a way to shut them down. All right, continuing with future headlines, moving on to the Maple Leafs. The Leafs snap out of their slump with a lopsided win in Boston, or even without Tuukka Rask, as we presume he won't play, the Bruins beat up on the Maple Leafs to continue the panic mode in Toronto.
I think the Leafs are going to go into Boston and get back on track. We were talking about hitting a wall and stuff. The players know what's at stake. They haven't played well. Boston is all right now, but I think they're going to find a game in them on a Saturday night in Boston.
I hate to keep agreeing with you, but I agree, and I think it'll... I have a feeling Matthews is going to have a game just because he was pretty quiet last game. He's been quieter of late, so I'm counting on that happening, if I had to bet.
Interesting the way you phrase it with him, and I think he deserves it because he's been so good this year. He's blown our expectations out of the water.
Yeah.
I don't think he was quiet last night. I thought he was just bad.
Okay.
Yeah, right? But in his last 7, I think he's got 1 point or whatever. Statistically, he's been quieter.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is, if like Martin Marincin didn't have a quiet night, he was awful last night.
So because you're being honest.
I'm just being honest. I thought it was Matthews probably
worst game as a pro.
Maybe his worst game of the year, close to it. He had no pop. He had no jump. Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with you though that I think he'll bounce back. I had a lot of faith in him. We continue to agree here around the table. I think Boston is just in a tough spot if Rask doesn't play. Bergeron's day-to-day, I'm not sure he'll play. So if your number one center and your starting goalie's out, and you've got a team in Toronto that should feel desperate.
Right.
And then it's been blown out twice in a row, I think the Leafs will get back on track. Speaking of Matthews, maybe we just answered this. Matthews breaks out of his mini rut and lights up the Bruins for a 3-point night, or Matthews goes pointless on another night in which he's barely noticeable. We just answered this, so we'll just throw it at your noodles.
I think he's breaking out. 3 points is always the numbers that are thrown into these headlines. Like
it's not
really
my headline, man. It's on Sunday morning. That's what comes out.
I'm just saying it doesn't have to have a 3-point in it. To me, a breakout is a great play on maybe it's a goal or an assist that is a difference maker. He's having a breakout night if you think he's in a slump. I'm going to put a little star beside it that it doesn't have
maybe
to be 3 points.
Maybe not 3 points?
It doesn't have to be 3 points.
Okay.
That's my point.
All right. The Raptors get back on track by smoking the Magic tonight and getting past a brutal Brooklyn team on Sunday, or with DeMar DeRozan continuing his sideline routine, they struggle in Orlando and barely get past the Nets. They're going to beat Brooklyn. That's why that's in the headline. Do you think they win or lose tonight? Without DeMar, he's not playing again tonight.
I'm worried about them.
I'm worried as well.
We never really got into it today, but I think they need a trade to shake things up.
There's a lot of people that are coming around on that idea. They've become a stale, complacent team. They look as if they're in a serious rut.
Could be a rough one tonight, but they battle back on Brooklyn.
They're going to beat Brooklyn.
They're going to beat both teams. Orlando's not good.
Orlando just beat them.
But Orlando is not good.
Okay.
I'm taking the Raps both times.
There you go, Jonas.
I don't feel good about the team, though. It's a weird vibe around them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you watch them and, I don't know, you know that vibe you get off a team when they're going through something and they can't quite figure it out?
Right.
That's how they look.
Yeah, I think they're going to win both games. I do. I think they're clearly the superior team. They're better than Orlando. Brooklyn's maybe the worst team in the NBA. I'm just assuming they're going to smoke Brooklyn on Sunday. But tonight, I don't think it's going to be a blowout, so I guess I'm putting a bit of an asterisk beside the headline here.
Right.
But I do think they're going to win tonight. They're going to win Sunday. But because these teams aren't very good, especially Brooklyn, that doesn't mean I'm waking up on Monday saying, oh, they're back. They're out. Exactly. I don't think that's going to happen this weekend.
And the schedule gets kind of tough. Like, they play Atlanta, Houston, Philly's been better, Dallas has been better, Miami, San Antonio, Portland. Like, they don't have none of those teams are really world beaters, but that's not an easy schedule either, and a bunch are on the road.
One final headline. I can't connect this to one specific Twitter follower because a bunch of different people have been sending this one in or in and around the same ballpark. We believe the O-Dog might be working in his new Burton board this weekend.
Okay.
And we believe that might be the case. The O-Dog continues on the path of becoming a dominant snowboarder, mimicking the great Shaun White up at Blue Mountain. Or the O-Dog comes right back to reality, stumbles all over the hill, breaks his Burton board at the end of the weekend, and decides he's never going to snowboard again.
He's a talented guy. I'm leaning towards him dominating the hill, but I also believe I've put the under at him going out 7 weekends total in his career because I think he's going to stop short on it. And that board will have dust on it in the back of his car. So I don't know where I head down. If my true belief is that he will not be a future snowboarder.
But I'm putting faith in him. I'm putting faith. I don't think he's... I think he'd pull a Tiger Woods before he made an ass of himself anyway.
That's true.
I think if he was falling all over the hill, he'd pull up with, you know, bad glutes or back spasm, and he wouldn't allow himself to get to a point where there was so much rage that he actually broke his new snowboard.
Pulled a hammy.
I think he's naturally athletic. I know he is.
Yep.
He's shown us that video 45,000 times over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think he's actually going to put it together.
But see, when I asked him if he had kind of fallen yet or ate it, he said no. So that's going to happen at some point. Like, when you're learning to snowboard, at some point you fall, it sucks.
So it's how he responds out of that.
That's what I'm worried about.
How will he break out of a slump?
Yes.
Because he can throw a towel in. Is that what
Dude. Like
he will be done with it if he bites it hard.
It happens.
But he's
it's going to happen to everyone.
You're right, but he's a talented guy. So that's I can see him wheeling down the hill.
I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be okay. I think he has to be. He's already dropped 2,500 on new gear.
At least.
I think it's north of that now.
I have a suspicion there's custom glasses or goggles in there that are Oakley.
Right.
We're talking a five. It's a number with a five in
we're
it.
We're talking Harry and Lloyd after the briefcase opened up.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Just handing it out.
Right. I think you might be onto something. Three stars brought to you by Babs Sox. Best bets looking ahead to the weekend. This is Overdrive TSN 1050. All right, time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I'm on the Pats this weekend. I'll throw that out, but I'll also take... From a hockey standpoint tonight, the Islanders are rolling. I'm not a big fan of Detroit. I'll take the Islanders to continue tonight. I think Florida, even though they're in tough against a good Anaheim team, with Barkov and Huberto returning, I think they're going to get rolling here. That's not the best sign for the Maple Leafs. And Edmonton struggling recently, but Carolina, a good team. They've been great at home, but I think the Oilers might bounce back tonight too. Throw down 20 and you can score $122. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. Before you wager, get the latest odds, event info, and matchup stats on your phone. ProLine, get way into the game. Super Bowl 51 on CTV this weekend. You can hear it on TSN 1050. Pats Falcons. I think we're all in the Pats.
Are they? How much are they favored by?
3 points last time I checked.
So that's not much.
That's a close game.
It's a coin flip. How long is the anthem going to be?
I'm going under the number. I think it's Luke Bryan, the country star.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Luke Bryan, yeah.
He's not going Aretha Franklin on it.
No, he's just going to sing.
I think he's just going to sing and see you later. I'm under the number.
Good.
And I'm on heads.
Get to the game.
I'm on heads.
You're on heads?
How did you make that choice? How did you come to it?
Heads or tails?
Yeah, like...
I don't know.
Just...
Just pulled it out of the sky.
There's no reason for it.
You had a choice of one or the other.
Right. I don't really care that much. I picked one guy. Or the other.
Yeah.
You guys ready for the Overdrive 3 Stars of the Day? Brought to you by Bab Sox.
Yes.
Overdrive 3 Stars of the Day.
Noodles, 3rd star.
I'm going to go a star for the weekend. Belichick and Brady. Ooh. They're going to be my 3rd star.
You're looking ahead.
I believe in them. I'm looking ahead.
All right.
I will go with two of our good guests today, Ray Ferraro and Luke Wilson, who is down at the Super Bowl repping TSN and CTV.
Yeah, he's doing Luke a good job really down good. There.
And he was good.
Very good job.
Good.
Yeah, it's a fun interview, man. He's got a future in this game if he wants to, but he's going to play for a long time.
Yeah, he's 27.
Yeah, he's a free agent this year. I'm sure he'd like to go back to Seattle, but we'll see about that. I'm going to throw first star out to Jonas, who stepped up big time this week.
Yes, Jonas has been brilliant.
Appreciate that.
Big time this week. I gave her a star the day after, but Orla's getting another star. Orla, Jonas's lovely and talented girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. I've
hooked us up with a great feed bag a few days ago.
Really? Yeah. I wasn't here.
She had more stuff to bring in today. I just forgot.
Got
to
give her a lot of love.
So you're out of the stars.
Yeah, you're out.
Oh, you're out, man. You can't admit to that. All right, Jonas is out, and Orla's even more
exactly.
into it. And anyone enjoying themselves this weekend.
Yes.
Leafs in action, Raptors with a double shot, Super Bowl on Sunday. Overdrive 3 Stars of the Day is brought to you by Bab Sox. Add a little grit to your wardrobe with hockey's greatest game day ritual. Pull up your Bab Sox and support the team. We're out of here. Enjoy your weekends. We're back Monday at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.